to serve one another and to be baptized. Again, it's sort of like, well, what, you know, I always think of Naaman the Syrian, who was a leper, who came to the prophet, and he said, the prophet wouldn't even go out and see him. He said, go dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan. And he went away angry, saying, don't we have better rivers in our land? And his servant very wisely said to him, well, if he'd asked you to do something great, would you have done it? It's like, but he's only asked you to do this. Well, then why not do it? You came all this way to hear the prophet, and this is what he told you to do. And he did it, and he was made clean. He was healed of his leprosy. So, look at, if I had been asked to do, you know, some great thing, or some difficult thing, you know, it's funny how man is, you know, it's like you, in Christ, you have this liberty, but we're also, much is asked of us. I mean, he hasn't put on us a lot of stuff that's really, you know, like in the Old Testament, wear these kind of clothes, eat this kind of food, do this, do that, you know, you gotta have this feast, you gotta observe this day, you've gotta, wear this funny thing on your head with scriptures in it, you've gotta do this, you've got, you know, you gotta do all these things according, and you put one on your arm too, and all this, these, outward things. In Christianity, we have baptism. One thing. And even that, we're not supposed to take it like a ritual, but we're supposed to be thinking we're being buried with him. It is a... But I mean, it's really the only sort of ritual I see in Christianity. Some would say, well, what about the bread and the wine? I don't see that as a ritual. I think that people make that into a ritual. They've perverted it into a ritual, but I don't think he meant like, no, I want you to perform this ritually. I mean, ritual like a rite of passage. Baptism. Baptism of the Holy Ghost, but we can't perform that. But baptism is one answer of our good conscience towards God. We can perform. I mean, it's not like this major thing. Baptism saves us what? Not by the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is the answer of a good conscience towards God. So you notice there's a parenthesis, because I believe this is correct. Baptism doth now save us by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Baptism doesn't save us in and of itself. It saves us by his resurrection. Because as he was raised from the dead, so we are buried with him in baptism and raised out of that with him in newness of life. As he was raised from the dead, we are buried with him in that. And we are also raised with him from that. He has gone into the heaven and on the right hand of God. Standard Christian doctrine. No man hath ascended into heaven, except he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Jesus Christ is the only one who has ascended into heaven in victory. And he sat down at the right hand of God. All things are in subjection to him now. And his kingdom is by the Spirit. But it's all, you know, it doesn't come with watching. You can't even read about, you know, people think, oh, you're going to read the history of the church in history books. No. What you're observing is the history of the apostasy. The history of Satan. Of Satan's work. Really. Church history is the history of Satan's work. That's the way I look at it. It is the history of Satan's work. Because the apostles warned that after their departing, men, wolves would enter in and blah, blah, and the church went invisible, as it always has been. The true church has always stood. And even when it seemed almost like the light was going out, it is still there. And the word stands. You know, I don't want to speak to history. I serve this generation. I serve my generation. And in this generation, I see so much has been lost. So much has been set aside. So much is gone into darkness. But we have to also know that you know, all these things are in subjection to Christ. We are set down with him in the heavenly places. And they can be, though we live under them, we know our master is over them. So we need not fear them. We need to obey our master. We need to follow Christ. We need to obtain the things of godliness. We need to submit ourselves to the will of God. And we will obtain the promises and eternal life.